Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good morning, Detroit. It's your girl, Michelle Alpha, a.k.a. Poetic Energy, and today we have a very interesting topic that we're talking about today. The topic is, should a man be upset with his woman for checking another female who is coming on to him in her face? Someone wanted me to discuss that topic, so we made it a show topic for today. So I'm hoping that you guys will call in at 917-932-8881 and give us your 2 cents on the topic. The reason why I do a lot of these shows is a lot of people don't know that I am a life coach, and I want to promote healthy relationships, healthy ways of living, just different things in life, you know, so this is why I'm having some of these topics on the show, because a lot of people don't even think about relationships these days. People jump in and out of relationships and really don't give it much thought about what went bad in a relationship. This is why we want to kind of have some of these topics here, because we don't pay attention enough to relationships. We don't manage our relationships. We just coexist and, you know, with another person, you know, exchanging words of affection, but really, you don't really get into the heart of really trying to make a relationship work. So that's what we're kind of going to talk about today. I had a particular article that I wanted to share with you within the show, but most of you know that I used to host this show on Sundays, and I moved it to Wednesdays because my clientele is just, you know, really picking up with people wanting to really talk about their relationships. But on that segment of the show, we always had a poet pick of the week and a poem pick of the week. So what I'm going to do is read that poem, and sometimes it kind of I try to make it coincide with what I'm going to be discussing for that day. But in particular, I want to read a poem that I found that will kind of go in with what I'm going to talk about today. This poem is our poet pick of the week is Stephanie Sylvia Becknell, and this is a poem that she wrote entitled That Day, and it goes as follows. My heart loved you for a long time, but doubted that you loved me. You thought your actions showed love, but actions are often misconstrued. My heart needed reassurance that you truly loved me. I needed to hear those actual words. Why couldn't you say it? You knew I needed to know. Then one day you said it when I needed to hear it most. I couldn't believe you said I love you. I cried for many minutes because I was so surprised. My heart beat it rapidly. I could hardly respond to those words. All I wanted to do was cry and even hug and kiss you to death. I was never more happy than at that moment. I'll never forget the day you said, I love you. I wanted to read that poem because it was such an endearing poem, and it kind of brings out the understanding of, you know, what, you know, women and men, you know, I don't want to be one side because I'm speaking from a woman's perspective. Because men are less, you know, voiceful about their feelings toward a woman, but a lot of times they really truly try to make a conscious effort to express love to a woman. But, you know, sometimes men are not, you know, emotional beings by nature, so they don't really express love like women do. But sometimes, you know, you need to really make sure that you, the person that you're in a relationship with understands how you truly feel about them. That is very important in a relationship, to know that you are both on the same page and it's just not a one-sided love affair, but it's something that you truly, the both of you truly want to be in and desire to be in. I know it doesn't sound like we're on topic, but it really is. It plays into understanding that sometimes the actions of other people surrounding us can affect our relationships, and we not even pay attention to that part of you know, outside influences, and you know how that plays a role in affecting our relationships in a negative or a bad way. But again, let's get back on topic for you. The topic is, should a man be upset when his woman checks another female, you know, that he's a friend with, is coming on to him in front of his face? One of the things, I want to share a story with you about a personal friend of mine. She was engaged to be married to a gentleman, and we all you know, showed up at a cabaret. They threw a cabaret. You know, I don't know if people remember what a cabaret is, but that's where you, you know, have a get together and you just, you drink, you dance, and you dress up and do the, you know, all the things that you know, people do at a cabaret or, you know, a get together. And he had a lot of his coworkers there. One in particular that's not, I'm going to try not to make the story too long, but one in particular, there was a female that he worked with that was very friends with, you know, very much good friends with him for a long time, and she was a little intoxicated, but she straddled my friend's fiance in front of her, and you know, her fiance didn't really say too much about it, didn't, you know, say, look, you know, my fiance is here, don't do that. You know, out of common respect for her, and here I am, I'm taking all this in myself, and like, oh, my God, you know, I don't know what I would have done in this particular situation. But he never addressed the lady in any kind of way. So I wanted to know what everybody else thought about. Someone else wanted me to talk about the subject, and I wanted to know how other people are thinking out there. You know, she began to say something to the woman about her straddling her fiancé. I think it was totally inappropriate, whether you were intoxicated or not. A lot of people like to use alcohol as an excuse for misbehavior. But, you know, I feel like, you know, it was just a total respect, and I personally felt that perhaps he should have said something, knowing that his fiance was standing right there. You know, he never should have considered the other woman's feelings, because, you know, she was out of line and just totally out of line. You don't do that. So that's outside of the person causing havoc in a relationship that you say that you want to be in and that you are in. You know, it should have been his place to say something to the woman, or, you know, not even, because I do understand sometimes things can really truly happen in an instance and you not really know what a person is getting ready, it was up to. But, you know, at the moment that she straddled him, he should have immediately said, wait a minute, get up now. You know, you can't be doing this. Even if he didn't want to totally say it in just such a very strong way, he should have put her in a place. Therefore, his fiance wouldn't have never had to get in that predicament and cause an argument between the two of them, because he did not address this woman, telling her not to do that, especially not in front of his fiance. So, you know, those kind of things are just issues that, you know, we don't realize how other people cause our relationships to be affected. because, you know, we are not, you know, we're not standing up for the person that we want to, that we're in love with, that we're in a relationship with. It's up to the both of you to make other people respect your relationships. And in this particular instance, she decided that she was going to make a decision to say something to the woman about disrespecting her. And, you know, I felt like in that position, she was well within her right because this she has a relationship with this man. This woman was out of line, very out of line, and especially if these people are engaged to be married. This is husband and wife. If you go around, what if the shoe was on the other foot and a man did the same thing to her in front of him? I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he would have been affected by that and would have felt like she should have said something to that man. And 9 times out of 10, men ain't going to just sit back and not say anything at all, just like she had the same reaction. So, good morning. So I just want to take this moment to say hello to all of those in the chat room. Guest 1802, Poetry is Me. Thank you for hanging out with me this morning. And if you feel free to call us in on the topic and give us your 2 cents about should a man be upset with this woman for checking his female friend who was coming on to him in her face. And just bluntly, I would like to say I think that a woman is well within her rights to say to address the woman because it could be an issue down the line. And, you know, and sadly enough, a lot of relationships are broken up because, you know, people are involved with people that they work with. It's very easy to engage in relationships with people because you're commonly working with them on a day-to-day basis. You know, first it starts off with lunch, and then, you know, it goes beyond lunch. It just happens in it because you're constantly spending time with that person on a consistent basis, and things do happen. And, you know, a lot of people like to say that's insecurity or it's jealousy, but it is not. If you're in a relationship, you're supposed to take actions to preserve your relationship and not allow other inside influences. And I think a lot of times people get those things, you know, mixed up because, you know, if you don't preserve your own relationship, who will? And if, you know, a woman is in a position where, you know, I'm going to just say it, you know, women are very cunning beings, and they could be something else sometimes. And a lot of times when, you know, people see you are happy with someone and they desire that thing, to, you know, people allow themselves to be overtaken by evil just to cause friction in your relationship because they want what you have. And so you have to be very mindful of those things because there are people who are just truly, you know, they're truly unhappy, want to be miserable, and they see that you are in a relationship that is working, that you're happy, that you two are going in a common place, that you're on the same page, and you, they want that. And even with outside influences, you know, myself being going back to my friend, I was there actually to witness that, and, you know, wanted to address the situation, but I knew it was not my place. But, you know, she eventually said something to the woman as well as to her fiance, and it began to be to escalate into a heated argument between several people there at the event. And it was just, you know, really hurtful just to see that that all escalated into that when it probably could have been just, you know, a really different type of situation had he said something to the woman and just say, you know, you're disrespecting my wife. And I don't understand. Sometimes men don't feel like that they want to hurt another woman's feelings. Well, you shouldn't even be thinking about her feelings. You should be thinking about your wife's or your significant other's feelings. The other woman's feelings don't even matter because she's not in a relationship with you, and she's the one disrespecting you and your relationship. So that is something that you should truly be looking at it in that aspect in terms of you trying to keep your unit together. You know, a lot of times people do not really truly work hard on keeping relationships together. And this is one of the reasons why I decided to start doing some of these shows, because I talk to a lot of people about relationships, and just, you know, from observation from you know, times past, the, you know, different people that they get in relationships and not know exactly why they're even in a relationship. People get in relationships because they feel like, oh, this is a nice person. I'm going to be with this person. Well, that's a nice person. But, you know, it takes more to be in a relationship. Don't be in a relationship with a person just because they're nice. That could be one reason. But, you know, when it comes down to you having longevity in the relationship, it's not going to work because you really don't have a strong foundation that you're building on. And these are some of the things that people really don't truly think about. You know, they get in relationships, they jump, you know, and another show that I am going to have is about people jumping directly back into relationships once they've ended another one. You got to give yourself time to heal and learn from what, you know, why you experience the things that you experienced in the previous relationship before you jump into something else. But that's going to be another show. But again, I'm interested in knowing what your 2 cents is on the topic. If you have an idea or a story that you can share with us regarding the topic, should a man be upset with his woman for checking his female friends who is coming on to him in her face? Let us know what you think. The number to call in is 917-932-881. All right, I'm going to take a really, really quick break, and I see someone's on the chat. A couple of people are on the chat switchboard, so we will connect them in as soon as we come back after these messages.
Keep focused. 1 minute staring at the moon, next into your eyes. It's no surprise that money's weakened at the lovely words you're speaking. Woo me, la 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 la.
All right, welcome back, Detroit. It's your girl, Poetic Energy, live on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We are currently talking about today, should a man be upset with his woman for checking his female friend who is coming on to him in her face? I have a couple. I just got a couple of messages through Facebook specifically, and I truly understand that sometimes people, you know, they're not in a position to call him, and then, you know, especially if people can recognize their voice. So I do truly understand that. But someone just sent me a message saying, Michelle, do you think that I should automatically get rid of, you know, wow, this is a deep question. Michelle, should I automatically, if I'm ever in this, should I automatically break up with my boyfriend? Ooh. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I am not in a position, nor will I ever tell a person to automatically leave their boyfriend, even if they're in a situation like that, because that's not my position, and I am not in your relationship. But what I will say is that when you're in a relationship with someone, that the both of you should make a conscious effort to be mindful of what's going on in your relationship. Everything in our life has to be managed. We have to be our own managers of our lives. And if a person is in your life, and if you're in a love relationship with a person, and you saying that this person is the love of your life, then both of you should take a conscious effort to make sure that outside influences or any other person or situation is not affecting your relationship negatively. And if you find yourself in that particular position, know, in my opinion, you should not automatically leave this person. I think that it should start off with a conversation addressing the issue at hand, because you don't want, because, you know, there are people out there who love to hate and hate to love. So if you're in a position where you're going to automatically break up with your significant other because of the actions of someone else, then you're already saying that you'll never make it in a relationship at all, because there are always going to be other people out there challenging your relationship. So in my best opinion is that, no, you should not leave this person automatically because this something like this occurs. Because, you know, it may not be something that he is encouraging. It's just this woman or this other person felt like they wanted to challenge you. And sometimes you just find women out there that want to, you know, get a rise out of you, a reaction out of you, and if you play into that, you'll find yourself going batty over something that doesn't even exist, and your significant other is not even playing into the game that they're trying to play. So I would say, you know, first have a conversation and let your partner know how this is affecting you, and let them know that you're noticing some things about a particular person, and see what comes of the conversation. But I would never say to another person just to leave a person, you know, because of something like that happened, because it's going to always be somebody out there trying to challenge the relationship with the person that you love. And so I would say, you know, move on from there and just, you know, start off with the conversation, because the communication is going to be key in keeping you guys together. Both of you have put the same type of energy in trying to make sure your relationship works, because another person, they can wreak havoc in your relationship and move on from there and go on to the next victims. So you just got to be mindful of that. Just because, you know, there are people saying things about your significant other, it's up to you to get down to the root of the truth of any of that. Even if it's not true or not, you need to find that out for yourself. Don't allow other people to come to you about someone that you're in a relationship with. I'm not saying, you know, don't hear it, but I'm saying simply not to react to it until you've done your own investigation, your own searching of you know, whatever I'm saying, so the issue is. Okay. All right, we have another caller. We have a caller on the air. I'm going to connect that caller in. Caller from the 631 area code, you are on the air with Poetic Energy. Who do we have on the air with us?
Hi, good morning. You have Strong Island 631. How are you?
Hi, Strong Island. How are you this fine, well, this afternoon now in the next 4 minutes?
I'm doing good.
That's great. So what do you have to say on the topic? Our show topic today is, should a man be upset with his woman for checking his female friend who is coming on to him in her face? What do you say?
Well, my opinion, because I actually went through something similar to this. Basically, the man, first of all, should know his friends, the people who he's around, and he should know who he's bringing around his woman in the first place. And as far as the girl goes, sometimes it's just really not wise to always attack the woman. You have to look at that man and have him stand up for what he's doing, because you don't know what his part is in that whole picture, why that girl is coming on to him like that. He could be encouraging it. And then again, he may not, because there's some women out there who just don't care. They'll just go after a man because they know they're with another woman. You know, that's just their MO, is to try to cause havoc, like you said, in someone's relationship, and then move on to the next victim. There is women out there that do this. And my opinion is you try not to attack the woman as long as they're not bringing anything to you directly, you know, because once they bring it to you directly, then, yes, I would say address it with them and then just move on, you know, and make your decisions from there on what you want to do after that. And that's basically my opinion on that.
Absolutely. I share a story about this happened to a friend of mine, and I actually witnessed all of this going down. A woman straddled her fiancé. We were at a cabaret. I don't know if everybody knows what cabarets are, but she worked with him, and she was told to lie to my girlfriend, address the issue with the woman, because her fiancé had not addressed this woman or said anything to her or even knocked her. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that he should have knocked her off his lap, but at some point he should have, you know, said, hey, wait a minute, this is disrespecting my woman, you're disrespecting my relationship. In my opinion, he should have addressed it and said something, where, you know, therefore she wouldn't have been put in a position to have to do that or address the issue or make a scene, because it did get out of, you know, sort of out of hand, where they, you know, it just, you know, escalated into something that, you know, could have, you know, almost, you know, went to blows and fighting, because it was just that heated. You know, I felt like, you know, this woman was, you know, everybody was saying because she was drinking she did this, but I think that so many people use alcohol as an excuse for misbehavior and think that it's okay, but it's not, because, you know, people can still, you know, they know sometimes they are aware of their actions even when they have been drinking. So I think that in a position like that, the man should have addressed it, and his fiance would have never had to address the woman at all. You know what I mean? But, you know, if you're fighting to be in a relationship, wouldn't you say something? I'm just going to be honest. I was there. So, this happened several years ago. So I don't think that I would have been as patient as she was, because first of all, the moment I saw one leg rising up in the air, getting ready to lap across his lap, you know, it would have been a wrap. It would have been a wrap right there, and she would have been put in her place, and it never would have, you know, gotten to that point. You know what I mean? It's just like you have to make other people respect your relationships and who you're in a relationship with. But then there, I would have, you know, not really said anything to him, because I would have waited until we got home to really discuss the whole, you know, scenario and the situation and try to get down to the bottom of why he didn't address it, so I wouldn't have. You know what I mean? But you are so correct that there are so many women out there who just don't give a care. And if they see people unhappy, if they're unhappy and people that appear to be somewhat happy, then, you know, they do things to try to bring a wedge between those two people. You know, so I totally agree. I totally understand what you're saying, your point of view. Yeah, that is so true that people are out there like that. We have another call. We're going to draw this other call in. Let's see who this is on the air. Call, you on the air with Poetic Energy. Who do we have on the air with us, and what do you have to say on the topic? Should a man be upset with his woman for checking his female friend who is coming on to him in her face? What do you say?
Should a man be upset with his woman for checking his female's friend?
Yes, who's coming on to her fiancé in front of her face.
Yeah, I'd be upset too. I mean, I think it's just disrespect. Certain things you don't do. You don't conduct yourself like that. I mean, that ain't the way to go. I absolutely agree. Yeah, of course I'd be upset too. You know what I mean? And I think that if that happened to me, it'd have been disrespect factor. I mean, I don't take disrespect too lightly, so I know for me, I'd have definitely did something about that.
You know, that's great that you put the shoe on the other foot, because a lot of people, that this is the point of the question. You know, if you were, you know, even though we're addressing the woman and the man issue, that you're putting the foot on the other foot and you're saying that you would totally address that. So it's a natural reaction, especially to do something with when something is occurring like this with someone that you love. So if that's what you're saying, that you would have addressed the issue if the shoe was on the other foot, and it's the total disrespect.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, that's why I said I don't take disrespect too lightly. I mean, I don't think it should be done. Like, you think about the question. It's just like, if just to reiterate on the question, you said, yeah, I mean, if you have let's put it as if it was us. Like, if I had a fiance and her friend came on to, hold on, see, that question seemed like a 2 or 3 part question. It was kind of hard to dissect that. Let me look at it again. Based on your, let me ask you a question. Like, your question is in correspondence to what? Like, what particular incident?
Okay, the question is, let me try to simplify it a little bit long, because
it is
a long question.
Yeah, because it seems like it's a long, and it's like, damn, hold on.
You know, should a man be upset if his woman checked his friend for coming on to him in front of her face, his fiance's face? Like, for instance, if my man, we were together at a, you know, get together, and my man's friend, female friend, came onto him in front of my face, would it be wrong for me to say something to her about, you know, coming onto him or flirting with him or in an inappropriate way?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you are a friend and you just looking out for her best interest, I mean, I think it'd be good to just let her know. If she continue to do it afterwards, then it's on her. But yeah, I mean, the moral of the thing, you wouldn't let. Or you know, just being that you are her, y'all just have a connection, y'all have a bond together, you know, as friends, and to see her reacting that way, you know, of course you'll pull her to the side and say, no, you know that ain't right. I mean, you know, blah, 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 blah. I mean, just trying to keep her in line with what she got set up with whoever she in a relationship with.
No, you know what, I think I'm confused. The question is about, okay, it's my man, and she's coming on to my man, but it's his female friend, but she's coming on to my man, and I'm going to say something, I'm going to say something to her about, is it wrong for me to say something to her for coming on to my man if he doesn't say anything?
No, you're supposed to step up.
Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page now. I was getting ready to say, oh
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, well, no, because I'm only taking it in as I'm hearing it. You know what I mean, and it like
okay.
See, because the question is tricky by itself, because like your man and her friend come on to him, like, would you be a son? I'm like, all right, well, hold on, damn, I'm confused. Like, how many people is it? And shit, like, that's the general consumption that I had when I first seen the joint. Like, hold on, I got kind of confused, but I just answered it to the best of my knowledge. I mean, I just aimed it
right,
at the disrespect
right.
fact and said, well, no, I don't take disrespect lightly, but no, you should step up and say something, of course. I mean, I will. I mean, I wouldn't. I think you'd be the typical fool if you wouldn't. I mean, like, why would you not?
Right,
you involved,
exactly.
You involved for a reason. You are taking, you're a partaker of the foundation that you built together. You know, so whatever takes place initially in that particular incident, because you are an involved partner, you have every right to step up and say something. Something got to be said. Like they say, a closed mouth won't get fed. Nothing can't get done if you keep your mouth shut. But if you step up with some aggression and put your foot down and let him or her know, you know, what's not going to happen or what should not be taking place, you know, they're just letting you know, like, this thing just can't be swept under the bridge. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I totally agree. I'm glad we got a man's point of view from this, because there are truly, honestly, a lot of men that feel that a woman should not say anything. And this is part of one of the reasons why we wanted to address this question, because there are some men feel that, you know, you shouldn't make a scene and we can talk about it later when we get home or have you. But I feel that, you know, it should never go down. And if it does go down, that, you know, she would be well within her right to say something, because this is you're in the relationship with this person. So, like you said, if you don't say nothing, you know, it's just like,
yeah.
Are you guys really truly in a relationship?
Yeah, you'd be thinking like you giving them the green light to go if you don't say nothing. It's like, well, damn, how was I supposed to know you was with her? You ain't say nothing. You seen me coming on to, and you ain't say nothing to me about it. So how was I supposed to know that was your girl? Most people, even if you walk on the street and I go come on to, like, if you had a boyfriend and my girl, my sister came on to your boyfriend, right? And you sat there and watched her do it, but didn't say nothing. Initially, if that's your man, most women would say something about it. You know what I mean, like, oh, that's my man, babe. Or, you know, we together, da 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 da. Or even if you don't say anything, the man should, off the bat, before you even open your mouth, the man would, or if he had any common sense, he would say that, no, I'm in a relationship, but thanks, I appreciate it. You know, I'm all right. You know, no friendship, no nothing. I mean, he should be declining that right off the bat.
Absolutely.
But that'll build up your comfort level, so at least you know, even if you was within 100 yards away from him, you would have the same confidence, because the same amount of energy it took for him to turn down or reject the opportunity to build with another female in front of your face, you know he probably wouldn't do it behind your back. You know, you just get a little comfort of knowing that he probably wouldn't do it behind your back either. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't want to ask you your name. You can give me a pseudo name or
no, you can tell me whatever you want. I got a Twitter, you know what I mean? I got Facebook, and I'll tell you whatever you want to know. I mean, it's up to you. Ask away.
Oh, okay. So I try to respect people's privacy, because, you know, when you talk about these topics, sometimes people would like to remain anonymous or don't want to give their name out, because I've had a couple of shows where people you know, prefer that. So,
I'm gonna put mine out there. What, I can scream everything?
Oh, you whatever you want to get.
All right, well, yeah, check this out. To all the listeners out there, if y'all want to contact me, and trust and believe, when I give it to you, I'm gonna give it to you raw and uncut. Straight talk, no chaser. J Dizot, Facebook search me, JAYEDIZZOT, and you can also follow me on Twitter. That's twitter.com/ PromoKing215. That's PromoKing215. 215. I'll also help you increase your followers. And I also got a little bit of knowledge on relationships, lying, cheating, commitment, love, and all that. everything in between. So if y'all got questions for me, y'all can definitely throw that.
All right. Well, we can invite you to be a regular on the show if you know whenever you get the chance, because we will definitely be talking about other topics regarding relationships, because that's part of our mission and our plan to, you know, help people to have healthier relationships.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, look more deeper into their relationships and growing from there, especially with regards to Black love. You know, people, you know, we, you know, as African Americans, we don't always pay attention a lot to our relationships. We coexist. We'd be with a person 10, 15 years and still there's some missing pieces as to why our relationships are not working and we don't address them. So that's a lot of things that we're going to be doing on here on the show to address those things and to help people and guide them into having healthier and better relationships and paying attention to those things that causes division in your relationship, like, you know, something such as this. We don't even really think about it sometimes, how other people outside a relationship can really truly affect how we're behaving in our own relationships. And so that, you know, a lot of times that, you know, we will be talking about some of those things. So I truly appreciate your input.
Very important. Well, I'm definitely willing to go. Yeah, I'm definitely willing to go there. We could drop a few Jews on them. I mean, and let them know what the real is. I mean, have them instill some of this information in their mind so they can move forward. A lot of them be blinded either by influences or they be blinded because of past experiences could lead you to believe your partner going to do something, you know, that the last 15 niggas did, which is generally not the case. But, yeah, we could definitely drop some Jews on them. I ain't got no problem with that. I just share what I know. I mean, I share.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's all you can do, truly, you know. To share what you know, and that's all I'm doing too, you know, in observation relationships, you know, dealing with my own relationships, and you truly can only share what you know, and hopefully it can help someone, you know, in their own current relationships to, you know, have better relationships.
Right, and it depends on their initiative. You got to really have a passion for building. If you don't have a passion for building on love, the passion of the thing would just never move forward. You know, a lot of people could take and instill. I can tell you everything from top to bottom until I turn blue in the face, but if you don't apply it, it would never work. You can't see a positive impact unless you apply what somebody telling you to do. But, you know, it depends on what they're telling you too, because everybody don't make sense with a lot of stuff that they say. They just talk a lot of, I ain't gonna curse, but they talk a lot of gibberish. I mean,
right.
So definitely, you know, it's a lot. But the only thing I would imply is this: is most importantly, I mean, is the keeping an open line of communication. You know, but that goes far fetched. You keeping an open line of communication and spending as much quality time with a person as humanly possible, so you can understand the ins and outs of their personality trait. And being friends before lovers, that's entirely important. And I ain't talk about just being friends. Well, I ain't going to talk about that now because that's not the topic of the show. But, you know.
Yeah, that will be another show. I certainly will invite you on to another show that we can, you know, continue to, you know, have discussions on other topics. Because it's kind of, you can, when you have one topic or relationships and love, all of it just applies, you know, but you just can't get it all in an hour.
right. Yeah, I can understand that. You got Twitter too, or I don't be on Facebook. I'll be on Twitter most of the time.
Oh, okay. I am on Facebook. I am on Twitter also, but I am on Poetic Energy #1 on Twitter. Facebook official Michelle Alford on Facebook.
Okay, so what was your other callers talking about concerning the topic? What was it? What were their responses to the question?
Well, you know, we have somebody that sent me a message on Facebook about the they wanted to know if they should automatically, if they're ever in this situation, to automatically get out of the relationship. But my advice was, you know, I would never tell a person to just get out of a relationship or leave a relationship. It has to be your own decision to do that. And, you know, because you know, at the end of the day, you and that other person only know what you're going through in your relationship. I don't think that's necessarily grounds for you to just get out of your relationship. If you know, you might want to do that on your own if this is a reoccurring a problem in your relationship.
Well,
but I wouldn't say.
What did they what did they say that that happened in their relationship?
Yeah, they actually addressed this issue. They wanted to remain anonymous, and, you know, and I try to respect people's situation that they actually you know went through. What they actually said, if I had gone through this relationship, I mean through this issue. When people are asking, you can just kind of, you know, decipher that they have gone through this relationship if they're even asking this question themselves. I feel that this person had gone through this and they wanted to know what to do next. But I am not going to be the voice in their ear telling them to leave that relationship because, that again, it's not, I don't know all the facts. I don't know, you know, what actually happened. Again, it could be just a woman coming on to him just trying to get a rise out of her, and I don't want to be a person to say leave that relationship, and the man may not even be doing anything. You know what I mean? There are women that try to give off the appearance that your man is into them or interested in them, and it may not even be the case. They may just be trying to get at you to get your, you know, hit you where, you know, they think that it'll hurt and try to get you off focus with trying to maintain your relationship, and you thinking your man having something to do with this lady, and it's not even the case. So you have to be that person that decides what you're going to do in your own relationship because you're the only person that has the inside scoop of what's going on.
Yeah.
And the other caller was saying that they were in a similar situation regarding this, and they didn't feel that that you should automatically you should address the issue with your man and the woman. But they also felt that the man should have said something, and I totally agree with that assessment. That a man, I'm gonna try to be sensitive because I am speaking to a man, but I feel like the man should have said something, especially if this is his friend. And he should be the one making her, whether she's a friend or not, because a real friend would not even do anything to disrespect the relationship that you're in. So he needs to, instead of kind of defending the woman, you shouldn't be even defending her at all, because first of all, she's the one that's disrespecting you and your relationship. So you got to kind of see that side of it as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
But sometimes people don't see that. You know, I'm trying not to say men, but sometimes, because it's not all men. I'm just speaking in general because of this topic, that sometimes men don't see that. And they count that as insecurity or jealousy on your part because you're addressing it, or and they feel like this is a friend.
Oh well, I tell you what, if they start to feel like that, then for all the guys who feel like that their women are just insecure or jealous because she stepped up and said something about it, well, put the shoe on the other foot and let a nigga do that to her and see how he reacts to it. You talk about being jealous and all that other stuff. You ain't seen nothing yet. Let her do that to him, and I guarantee you, it depends on. I guarantee you, he probably wouldn't like it one bit. You know, you talk about a man showing his masculinity and all that aggression. Let her do that to him and see what happens. Yeah, right. No, but I definitely don't think that. No man should do it. No man should react like that, because that's number one. That's your girl. If she love you, or if she care a lot about what y'all built together, she will step up and say something about it. You can't knock her for it. She got to, like I said before, she got to be a typical fool to sit back and not say nothing. Because one thing I be thinking is, damn, do she not care? You know what I mean, like,
right.
She got, like, she ain't say nothing. She ain't had nothing to say about it. So I guess she could care less. But for a female to step up and say something, I mean, it showed me a lot. I mean, it showed me that she is definitely in tune with what's going on, and she care a lot. She care enough to say something about it. And I applaud her for that. But that had been nipped in the bud right then and there. I wouldn't have allowed no female friend of mine to do that, because she'd have been dismissed. You know, friends don't do that. That ain't what you call loyalty. If you're going to be loyal to me, you got to be loyal to everything that I'm a part of. That's what friends do. They support you. They don't try to break up a happy home. They just show mental, physical, emotional support, and they are loyal with it. There ain't no loyalty in trying to break up a relationship if you're supposed to be a friend, you know, to somebody that's in one.
All right. We certainly enjoy your insight on the topic. You brought up some very great points and very insightful, and it's wonderful because it came from a man's point of view. So I thoroughly appreciate that. I think it's so important for females to understand and understand that there are men out there who understand that this situation is a disrespect to them and their relationship. So I really applaud you, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts on the topic.
All right, hit me up.
Give your Facebook, your Promo King, T15, is that correct?
Promo King on Twitter is Promo King, P-R-O-M as in Mary, O, 21, I mean Promo King 215, yeah, 215. And if you need followers, I'm talking to anybody that's listening. You know what I mean? That's why I call myself the Promo King, because I promote people to increase their followers, to help them gain followers. That's all I do.
All right. We certainly thoroughly appreciate you. We definitely will be checking you, connecting with you on Twitter.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all taking my call, you taking my call. And, yeah, just hit me up, you know, mention me or send me a direct message or something and let me know. And then I'll come through.
All right. We certainly appreciate you, brother. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. All right. That was the Promo King, y'all. Kicking us knotted here on the topic of should a man be upset with his woman for checking his female friend who is coming on to him in her face. You heard it from him, y'all. We have 6 more minutes remaining on the show. We have certainly enjoyed the conversations for today. We will be coming with you with more topics in the future regarding love, life, and relationships and some more stuff and some more good stuff, I should say. But before we end the show, I just want to give 10 quick tips on having a successful romantic relationship. Number one tip is tell your partner you love them on a regular basis, and not just you know, without feeling or anything. You know, really express this to them. I know it's difficult for some men out there to really do that, but when you truly are in love with someone, you truly muster up the nerve to tell your partner that you love them, because they need to hear that. You know, the poem that I recited earlier from our poet pick of the week, Stephanie Sylvia Becknell, I feel that we definitely should express that in more ways than one, is in many ways that you can. Tip number two, show some affection. You know, some people don't like to show affection in front of people. But, you know, work on that and just kind of, you know, make sure that you show that, you know, give your partner the needed affection that they need to feel loved and balanced in your relationship and grow from there. The number three tip is show appreciation for your partner. It's not, you know, you can love them and talk to them and everything, but show them appreciation. Show how much you don't have to buy them all material things or anything. Just show them, you know, do something, give them breakfast in bed or just do things that to, you know, constantly remind them that they are certainly appreciated in the relationship as much as you can. And then be as creative as possible with that because, you know, I feel like this will make relationships stronger if we just learn how to have relationships. Number four, share yourself. You know, if you have things that you're both talented at something and then you have different things that you like and dislike, share that with your partner. Make them feel involved with what you like to do. They may not want to do it on a regular basis, but share it with them because this is your partner, your partner. So, again, when somebody is your partner, you share of yourself with them. Tip number five, be there for your partner. not just coexist with it. A lot of people think that if you coexist with the person, you live with the person, that's being there for them, and, or you know, you're provided for them. That's not just there. Be mentally, emotionally, physically there for them. You know, it takes a whole lot to be there for a person, more than just one aspect of the emotional part, but it takes the whole, be there for them spiritually, emotionally, all of that. Point number six, occasionally give your partners gifts. It doesn't always mean necessarily you got to go out and buy something. Be creative with something. Give them something that, you know, no one else would even think to give them. You know, I'll talk about that on another show, how, you know, things I've done to in relationships that I was in as far as gift giving. Number seven, I'm trying to go quickly as possible because we're running out of time. Number seven, respond gracefully to your partner's demands or shortcomings. And, you know, even though your partner may be wrong with certain things that they're doing in their life, that's always a grounds to yell or be aggressive toward them and tell them how stupid or, you know, what their actions was. You know, you don't want to address your partner in their way. You know, come to them in a more direct way, but with tactfully, you know. Number eight, make alone time a priority. I don't care what you're doing in your life and what you know, how busy you are with your career and all of that. It's very important to make alone time for your partner. That no, it's uninterrupted time that you guys spend together on a regular basis. Continue to date one another. That is so very important. Even after you say I do, it's important and it's up to the both of you to make sure that you take out time for the both of you, because if you don't, things will seep in and you'll be wondering, how did that get past me? How did we get to this? You'll be asking yourself these questions down the road. Number nine, take nothing, absolutely nothing for granted in your relationship. You know, I can't stress that enough. A lot of times we take for granted our partners and the things that we do in our lives, but don't take your partner for granted. Let them know they truly are appreciated. And number 10, and this is last, strive for equality in your relationship. Be your, you know, equal partners in your relationship. Do whatever it takes for you both to be on the same page at all times. And these are my quick 10 tips of having a successful romantic relationship. And I just want to take this time to thank all of those people who took out the time to call in and or hang out with me on the Morning Inspiration or Candid Conversation show. And thank you so much for the Promo King, Strong Island, Miss Poetry Is Me, and Miss Day Early for hanging out with us on the Poetic Energy show. Thank you so much, folks. I'll see you next time at the same place and the same time next week on our Morning Inspiration Candid Conversation show at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. Good afternoon and have a blessed day. I'll see you next time.